We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. $1 million has been spent by the Berejiklian government on PR spin and community consultation for a project that is yet to receive the go-ahead, raising the walls of Warragamba Dam. Critics, including One Nation MP Rod Roberts and conservationists, say the amount spent so far has been more on public relations than actually listening to the objections raised about plans to flood World Heritage-listed regions. State government contract documents reveal the whopping $998,000 payment before GST to high-flying PR firm Cathy Jones and Associates for communications support and EIS review. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Christmas lunch with everyone around the table is the Prime Minister's target for New South Wales, but there is a widening divide between the two people at the helm of containing Sydney's second COVID wave. As daily case numbers hit a grim new record yesterday, Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant and Premier Gladys Berejiklian were at odds about when restrictions could ease. New South Wales recorded 356 new local cases and three more deaths associated with the Delta outbreak of the virus. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The pandemic has transformed the humble oven into a vital tool for fatigued families battling their housebound blues and a lifeline for a number of businesses scrambling for revenue streams as the lockdown continues to keep their doors shut. Families across Sydney have already found themselves baking their way through the isolation, cooking sweet treats as a way to both alleviate stay-at-home boredom while still getting kids learning to measure and mix. Meanwhile, celebrity chef Luke Mangan has turned to his own ovens and to the humble pie to survive lockdown 2.0. Mangan has now swapped his fine dining restaurant Glass for the van, delivering over 400 pies a day to lockdown Sydneysiders. And in sport, Sharks coach Josh Hannay has declared Will Chambers has been dropped from first grade due to form, not for his two-week sledge-a-thon. Hannay went further to concede that the club had contributed to his poor performances by requiring him to play two games in 5 days following 4 weeks out and a marathon mission from Melbourne to be part of the team bubble in Brisbane. Chambers was selected among the reserves list for Cronulla's must-win clash with Newcastle at Redcliffe on Sunday. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week, I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths, and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.